Vayter in Shastrir Menachos Daf Mem Beis. Speaking up at the top of the page, about 9 lines down, last words on the line, Tanu Rabbanan. Heitel ala keren ala gedil ksher. Let's say you put the tzitzis on the keren on the corner, or ala gedil. The gedil is like a thick border so that the tzitzis don't fall apart. Then what's it then? It's going to be kasher. B'lez of Yaakov, posa b'stamis is both their puzzle. Gemayn Azla, he says it's got to be removed from that. It's got to be further away from the edge. Kaman Azza Hadamar of Gedal Marav. Tzitzis Srichashtinu Tefes Alakaran. He says that tzitzis has to be hitting against the tip of the garment when it's worn. Shtemral Kanfe Big Dam. Kaman Kribbele Zeman Yaakov. Because like Kribbele Zeman Yaakov, who had said that it's going to be possible B'shtehem, right? It can't be at the very end of the garment. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzoch she'yachik malo keshe gudal. You have to distance the tzitzis, at least the thumb's joint from the end of the garment. Now, we saw that Rav Papa, on the previous daf, that Rav Papa said that tzitzis has to be put no more than 3 finger breadths from the edge of the garment. Rabbi Yaakov says here that it should be no less than the thumb's joint from the edge. The itzrich to Rav Papa, the itzrich to Rav Yaakov. We need both of them. The imi to Rav Papa, if we just sort of learn what Rav Papa said, then we would say, then have a mina, toch shalosh lo lirachik tvei. If it's within 3, then it's not distanced enough, and therefore it's going to be no good. The kavadimik of mylin, the closer to the edge one makes it, toch shalosh lo lirachik tvei, this din, that it's got to be within 3 finger breadths of the edge, means that it should be no further than that. The common din, mikra av male, like that's the outer limit. But you bring it closest to the edge, and that's still going to be fine. It's going to be okay. It's Richter Rabbi Yaakov. Now, Rabbi Yaakov to teach you the opposite angle, the E. That's what you need him to teach you. It can't be all the way in the corner. It's got to be at least the thumbs away. If you knew of Yaakov, it's just Yaakov, I mean, I would have thought, Melo Kesher Gudod, Lo Likarv Tvei. The din is it can't come within the thumb. So you come to Achlik Mali, but the further you go, you're fine, and you can go even beyond 3 fingers. 3, that's why you need both of them. One teaching you the outer, and one teaching you the inner limits. Story time. Avinu Rav Sama, Hava Yasvi Kamid Rav Ashi. They were sitting in front of Rav Ashi. Chazi Rav Sama, Lekarne de Glime, de Ravina de Sasar. Sama saw that the hole in the corner of Yuna's garment where his tzitzis was put was torn. And there was less than the thumb's joint between the tzitzis and the end of the garment. Amalei said, Lo sover lamayr, lohad Rabbi Yaakov. You don't look at Rabbi Yaakov. Amalei says, B'shas asiyat mayr. That's only talking about the time the tzitzis is made. Right? Originally, when I went out to do it, I made it was a proper distance. And the fact that they moved closer, that's not a problem. Ichsif Rav Sama was embarrassed. When he answered him, you know, he answered him back and he busted him up. And Amar Leir of Asher says, Lo taskif lach, don't be bothered that you got nailed, that you got busted, because he's from Eretz Yisrael. Chad minayu ketrei minan, and one of them, Tamei Chum in Eretz Yisrael, is like 2 of us in Bavel. Rashi says, Mibnei Eretz Yisrael, Ravinim Eretz Yisrael, however. He was from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rami Arba. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would put 4 threads to each corner as follows. V'ayif lehu me'af ma'ayelahu beglima. He would first fold them in half to make 8 strands and then insert them in the hole so that a loop came on one side of the hole. V'avik lehu me'vak. Then he would bring the ends of the threads around the end of the begin and slip them through the loop to make this slip knot. Kasavar, he held that Ba'inan Tmanya Beglima. He said that he knows that we need 8 threads passing through the garment. Kihechi de la Havi Gdil Gdilim B'makam Sil. So that there's going to be Gdil and Gdilim in the place of the tzitzis are threaded through the begin. Of Yirmiyami Difte. Rami Tamanya de Inhu Shisar. He would have put in each one of them 8 threads, which come out to 16 when they fold over, of low of a glue, and he would not form a slipknot with them. He would pass the 8 threads through the hole and then folded them over the corner of the garment and tie them in a knot. Marbury, the Ravina of it Kididan, Ravina did like us. He used 4 threads that he put through, folded over the corner, and then tied into a knot. Rav Nachman asked Chidur Avada Barav Rami Chute. Rav Nachman found Rav Avada Barav that he's putting the tzitzis to his beged. Kovarch la'asos tzitzis. He's making the bracha to do tzitzis, to make tzitzis. Amalei, my tzitzi shamana. He said to him, what is tzitzi that I'm hearing? And she says, ligleg, like he was making fun of him. Hachem Arav, so Rav says, tzitzis in tzricha bracha. Rav said that tzitzis does not need to make a bracha when making them. Kinach nafshid rafuna. When he died, all Rav Chista lemirma derav adarav. Rav Chista came, when Rav Huda died, he came to the Beis Medrash. And so we have a bit of a problem, two statements of Rav. Is it really true? And he just said now that Rav said that he doesn't need a bracha. Is it really true, like Rav Nachman said? How do you know that this is of a guy? That if a guy goes and makes a tzitzis, that it's going to be possible. Shenemar dabel b'nei yisov asu lahem tzitzis b'nei yisov yasu v'lo v'kuchavim yasu. Since Rav said that, then he couldn't have said that the tzitzis doesn't need a bracha. It must be need a bracha. I v'ha my Rai Rumia. Where's the contradiction? Rav Yosef kasev Rav Chista kol mitzvah shekshera kovik chav. Any mitzvah that's valid when it's done by a guy b'Yisrael ein zarech levarach. When a Jew does it, you don't need to make a bracha. It says Rashi the in yachal lomar hashagad hishanu taha ovik chav nami kasheba. B'Yisrael ein zarech levarach kol mitzvah shepsula b'yisrael kovik chav. Anything that's possible by a guy b'Yisrael zarech levarach must be that a Jew needs to make a bracha. So therefore, if Chista says, how could Rav say that you don't need a bracha when he says that this is put by a guy is going to be no good? Oh, it must be that he needs a bracha. Uklalahu. Is that really the rule over here, that if a guy can't do it, must be there's a bracha made? Vari mila, the ksherb of a kachavim. Mila, we know, is kosher for a guy to do. The tanya will tell a bracha. Say, ir shein ba rofi yisol. If you ever see it, it doesn't have a rofi rash as a mohel. There's no Jewish mohel. Yesh ba rofi arami rofi kusi. But they have a... These guys who can go and they can do it, Yamul Aramai, Vil Al Yamul Kusi. It's better to have the Arami da and not the Kusi. She says, Yamul Kubla, Al Yamul Kufi, the Vishamal Lashem Har Grizim, because the Far Shah Shah Mesachat Bazar, because they're going to do it for some of the Zara. So let the guy do it. Divri Rabbi Meir, Zagazakt, Rabbi Meir. Right, because what's Pshat? Why? Because these non Jews, they don't do bris for their sons, therefore it's unlikely he's going to do it for the sake of his avodah zarah. But the kusi, they did do their sons, they did mal their sons, because they did a lot of yiddish zachen. But since they also would worship the avodah zarah, they can maybe do it for the sake of that, just like do for their kids. Maybe who don't have a kusi v'la rami, the flip, let a kusi do another guy. So we see that, nonetheless, is that a guy can do it. We saw it's Tzarech Levarach, but when a Jew does it, he does have to make a bracha. To Amar Mar, Hamol Omer Baruch Asher Kedishanu Tzavit Tzivanu Al Hamila. So you see, even though a guy is doing it, still when a Jew does it, he makes a bracha. He said the rule is not correct. Midi, for the Gemara, Midi Hu Taima El Larav. Rashi says, Midi Hu Taima the Makshir of Chisa. This whole kasha that Chisa asked, El Larav. This whole kasha is a question on Rav, and Rav Misal Pasul, Rashi explains, Rav Misal Pasul B'mila Bovi Kuchavim. He says that when a Kuchavim does it, that it's not going to be Pasul. And Hilkach Ikel Meimah, the Rav Chista, Lo Kasha El Larav. So back in the Gemara, Midi Hu Taima El Larav, Rav Misal Pasul. The Yitmar, Minayin L'mila Bovi Kuchavim Shepsul. How do you know if a guy goes, that it's going to be Pasul? Daru bar papa mishmei derav amar. Daru, the son of papa, said in the name of Rav, va'ata is brisi tishmor. And the pasuk says, "New my covenant shall you keep." The pasuk says that. Some says to Avram when he told him to do the bris mila, that Rashi says lanimol kimoscha nimosra, that Mila can be done only by those who are the offshoots of Avram who keep the mitzvah of Mila themselves. Yochanan Amar, Yochanan says, Himol Yimol. No, it's learned from the pasuk, right? He shall surely be circumcised. Hamol Yamol. That's someone who himself is a bris, can do it to others. Therefore, we said, according to Rav, a bracha is said specifically over the mitzvahs that cannot be done by a guy, but not over those that can be done by a guy. So this explains Rav Chista considered Rav's rulings. Now they have a stira. He learned from Rav's psul of tzitzis done by the guy that putting tzitzis does need a bracha, which goes against the Rav Nachman's din of Rav that says they don't need bracha. So it says, and the Gemara continues, sukkah misayale. Right, the case of sukkah is going to be Messiah of Yosef's pshat of chista, that the chiyuv of a bracha depends on whether or not the guy can do it. Tefillin havit yufta, but the case of tefillin is what knocks him out. What does that mean? As I say now, haray sukkah d'ksheru v'gachavim, the din of sukkah, which is going to be fine if a guy goes and builds a sukkah. The tanya sukkah is over gachavim, sukkah is built by a guy. Sukkahs nashim, or that made by, you know, for women to leave clothing over there. You know, then a chayiv in sukkah. Sukkahs behema, you want to give shade to animals. Sukkahs kusim, or vakusi. Sukkah mikom makom. Any type of sukkah, even when it's not there, share is going to be kosher. Uvat shadei mesuchekas kachasa. As long as the schach is put up, kahalacha. The Gemara in Sukkahs explains that they have to be done for the sake of sale, and that's just for privacy, right? Okay. Ubi Yisrael, when a Jew does the Inchach Levar, you don't have to make a bracha. The time went to the Bais, also Sukkah, La'atzmo, Omer, Rochat Hashem, Akinah, Mechlam, Shechiyanu, Bekiyanu, Bekiyanu, Zanzeh. Ba Leishi, Ba Omer, when it comes to sin, he says, Rochat Hashem, Akinah, Mechlam, Sher Kirishan, Sher Kirishan, Sher Kirishan, Zabat Sivanu, and then Leishi, Ba Sukkah. Ve'ilu, La'aso, Sukkah, Lamavarach. You don't make the bracha of La'aso, Sukkah. So it comes out of here, this is a support to this concept that Rav said, Rav Yosef said, that a mitzvah can be done by a guy, and one does not make a bracha when you're going, you're doing it. Tefillin to yuftei, but like he said, tefillin knocks this off. All right, tefillin, the psulos of a gachavim. What about tefillin? It's possible if a guy goes and he writes it. The Tanya of Chinna Berei Derava, he says the following. Beep, turn the page. Maybe he's on the base. Mipashranya, right? So he was from Pashranya. He says, Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, shakosvan. A Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, that are written by a tzduki, kusi, of a gachavim. By any of these three, then, Evid, Ish of a Katan Mamer, sorry, not so straight. Tzuki Kusav Kacham, Evid, Ish of a Katan, or a Mamer, Psul and the Gemi Pasal, Shinemu Kshatem Uksavtam. We say, Kol Shiashna Bixira, Ishna Bixiva, Kol Shena Bixira, Ena Bixiva. Whoever has to be wearing them, whoever is Chayiv in the midst of Tefillin, and they believe in them, then they're going to be also be able to go in to write. And kosheinu b'kshira ainu b'ksiva, anything which is not, and then when it's not chayv, it's not going to be in that as well. So tefillin written by a guy or anyone else over there is going to be no good. Yisrael ain't tzarich l'varach. When it comes to Yisrael, they don't make a bracha. Aye, but he just said that if they can't do it, then he should make a bracha, but they don't make a bracha. The shalach ruvchia b'rei derav huna mishmei derav yochanan. Al tefillin al shal yad omer baruch asher kedisham mitzvah tzivonu laniach tefillin. The tefillin shal rosh omer baruch asher kedisham mitzvah tzivonu al mitzvah tefillin. Ve'il lasos tefillin umavarech. But you don't make the bracha of lasos tefillin. Oh, so what do you see over here? Since tefillin can't be written by a guy, but a Jew that goes and writes them doesn't make the bracha. So we knocked out of Yosef's statement over here that whenever a guy is not able to do a mitzvah, then the Jew goes and makes a bracha. Hay elolav haynu taima. So the Marek says, hold on one second. Rather, what's really the reason why some mitzvahs need a bracha and some don't? Kol mitzvah dasiyasa gemar mitzvah. Any mitzvah that the doing it is a completion of the mitzvah, kigon mila. Like when you do it, that's the end of the mitzvah. Afagav d'ksher of gachav. Even though a guy can go and do it, be yisrael tzarech levarach duras to make a bracha. Kol mitzvah dasiyasa lav gemar mitzvah. Anyway, the putting on is not the end of it. It's a kigon tefillin. Just like tefillin, right? Writing tefillin is just a hechsher mitzvah. But it's not actually doing it until you put it on your arm and on your head. Alpha gav the psul v'chavim. Even though it's possible with a guy b'yisroel tzarech levarach, with a Jew, you do not have to make a bracha. Okay, so we knocked out of Yosef's approach. And therefore, we still have our kash of the tzitzis. Why does Rav Chisda say you need to make a bracha? Rav Nachman says you don't need to make a bracha. Right? Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav that putting tzitzis, you don't make a bracha on it. Rav Chisda said that Rav couldn't have said it because Rav said that tzitzis put by a guy are no good. And since we came at that brachas can be said even over mitzvahs that are done, that are fit to be done by a guy, Rav Chisda, we have to explain Rav Chisda. When it comes to tzitzis, this is a machlokas. Myers have a chovas talisi. One of them, namely Rav Chisda, heals the tzitzis, is a chova on the actual talis itself. Every four-cornered garment needs tzitzis, whether you're wearing it or not. Therefore, putting it on actually is finishing the mitzvah. And if you need a bracha, Myers have a chovas gavra, everyone says, no, it's a chova of the gavra. And if you're not wearing it, then not. Right? It's only when he puts it on. So putting the tzitzis on it, he's not completing it, and therefore there's no bracha on it, because it's only a hechsher mitzvah. You teach Rav's ruling this way. This is how we teach it. How do you know that this is going to be kosher? When it says, right, means ya'asu lehem, they should make for them, means that others, meaning even Gaim, can go and do it. According to that, there's no steer between what Rav had said, right? This teaching of Nachman in the name of Rav, that putting tzitzis doesn't need a bracha, works nicely with that of Yehuda in the name of Rav, that this is made by a guy, are going to be kasher, they're going to be good. I'm reading them, Rav. Asan min hakotzin. If someone made tzitzis from thorn-like threads, this is... Rashi says, "Letzitzis min hakotzin haniktzatzin haynu chutin hatluin v'chola yiria sekorin frukish because of some in a beged." When you weave a garment, it comes out unwoven threads hanging from the ends of the cloth. They're generally cut off when one's done with it. And these hanging things are called kotzim because they're going to be cut off. We saw this gemara somewhere else. I can't remember where, but not long ago. Anyway, said min hakotzin, umin haniman, or from threads, embroidery threads. At the end of a garment, you have an embroidery, and the garment and fold the back, and was sewn as a hem. You have extra thread that's hanging off over there, and you made the hand that sits this. Umin hagradin, or from the fringes. This is talking about, you know, when you make a garment, you have a warp and a weft. It's like up and down. And you have the warp threads that continue to pass the end rows of the woof, the warp and the woof, I think, maybe. And hang these fringes from the end of the garment. Some made these into tzitzis. Psula, all these are going to be pasul. Rashi says, "Kol zman shemechubar in the beged to be in an asiyah l'shma." This we done l'shma. I mean, a ceasing share, but if made it from the thread, taken from balls of weaving thread, then it's going to be kasher. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel Amar. When this was said in front of Shmuel, when I said this did in front of Shmuel, he said that... Even if it's made from this ball of thread, it's still going to be no good to be in tevil shema because it also needs to be spun. The spinning of the tzitzis thread first has to be done the shema as well. Kitanai, you say this machlik is tanaim. Tzipan zahav, if one covered tefillin with gold, you made gold casings instead of leather casings, you know, for the claf. Oh, shetala aleim or behemoth tamea, or he put over it that of a behemoth tamea that was made from a non-kosher animal. Oh, she says shalasa batim shel or behemoth tamea psulos. Because I'm reading my parak shmona shrutzim in Shabbos daf kuf ches leman tia toras Hashem beficha means a mutter min a mutter beficha. So it's what to put in your mouth. Psulos. This is going to be pasul. Rashi says batim detik shel or beinon. That feel kshiras and ena el ritzuos v'minim k'daminim v'akomets, or behemah tahora kshiras. Alpha p shalu ino mshal. Even though you didn't do the you didn't tan it, lishma. For the sake of the mitzvah, b'shem gamliel omer, afor behemah tahora psul such yabdan mshal. That also has to be done, even has to be done lishma. We see that the machlok is by tefillin. You have it by tzitzis also. Well, that thread that's eventually going to make the tzitzis has to have the spinning for the shema also, right? So that we see this machlokas is parallel. Amar leya bayiler of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yehuda ha tchelta hechitz of isula. This tchelas, how do you dye the tchelas? Amar leya says, "Maisina dam chilazon v'samanim." We bring the blood of a chilazon And we have different types of spices. Rashi says derech hatzof and lishos begadim b'tzrif shikor and baita, some sort of herbs. For amina and lehu b'yora omer techina and le. You put them in a pot and you boil the pot. B'shaklina porta b'beyasa. We take a little bit of the dye in an eggshell. Vitamina lehu b'udra. Vitamina we saw earlier means literally means to taste, but it means to test it. Rashi says, Orda moch vitzofen osa b'toch osa klipa leida im tchelis yafeh. What we do is that we take a wad of wool to check to see if it's good dye and it stays on. V'shadina lei lahu b'yasa. Then we spill out the dye left in the eggshell v'kalina lei l'udra. And we burn the wad of wool that was dyed for the testing. Shmami Natlash, we learn three things from here. Shmami Na to Ima Psula. We learn from here that the tester is going to be possible to make sentences from. Shmami Na to Bina Tzviya Lashma. And also, we learn from here that the Tzviya, the dying, has to be done Lashma for the sake of the mitzvah. Rashi says, Mide Shadina and Biasa Libra, Velo Shadina and Lebiyara. The fact that we chuck it, we don't put it into the vat. Shmami Na to Ima Pasla. And we learn from here that the dye used to test to Ima is going to passel the whole thing if you throw it into the original vat. Hainu tima psula, hainu tzvi lashma. Wait, 1 second. This din of a test is unfit to remain tzitzis is the same as law that we require dying of tchilas lashma for the same, done lashma. Ravashi matam kamer. No, it's just, you're right. It's a matam. It's explaining matam tima psula. Shouldn't mean it's filishma. So, it's really only two dinim here. Kitanari, look, you learned in a brisa machlokas tanaim to ima psula that the tester is going to be pasul. And mishum shenemar klil techeles, because the pasuk says completely techeles. She says, "Kol tchilas ba'inan she kol ikar marach hilazon bitzemer shelo yedaver acher tzavu aba mitchilasa." Yeah, this time is under the opinion that klil tchilas means completely, to mean the full strength pigment is to be used to dye the tchilas thread. You can't use something that was used previously, that also was previously dyed, because the first dyeing takes away from the strength of the pigment, making the second one less chashav. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Ahavai omer afilu mara sheni shaba kasher. Even the second shade of the blue that comes from the dye is going to be good for tchilas. Rashi says shakfar nitzba ba tzemer acher v'zeh sheni kasher. Mishum shenemer u'sheni solas, because it says a thread of red wool, which can be understood as a second dyeing of the red wool. This pasuk comes up actually in this week's parsha, and if a yikra shni tolas means the red woolen thread, that some explain it to mean shni tolas is that it's a second dyeing over here. Yochanan Davai learns from this that the red dye is used to color the threads of the big day kahuna can be used more than one time. No, it could be. Some say have to be. Right? And since in regard to this idea of the tchelis and red thread, I mentioned the same pasuk, so we learned the same din that you're allowed to use both of that. You're allowed to use a double time. You're allowed a double dip. Tana Rabbana and tchelis ain la bedika. Tchelis had no ways of checking. There's no way of checking whether the blue thread that has the color of tchelis is authentic or it's just some sort of indigo. Rashi says, "Kasachtech in adam yachol avodko im tchelisu im kala ilanu," or if it's some sort of indigo. Ve'ein nikches ella min amumcha. Therefore, you can only buy it from a mumcha. Rashi says the whole ve'ein la bedika elochem se'ela min amumcha sheodeh shekala ilan aser. Who knows that that's actually aser? Tefillin yesh la bedika, but tefillin you could check. You could check to see there's no letters missing, or they're right or wrong. Rashi says, "Adam yochel abot kanim dikteik vahem b'chaser v'chisers v'yam lav afal begin ein nichan elamin amucha yodesh tzichem ibud l'shman v'ein nichan elamin ben amucha." Still, you only take it from amucha because after mishana was tanned l'shman. Sfar mamazus yesh labedikas. Also, you could check to see that there's nothing lacking over there. Same idea. V'nichan min akumi kol adam, and therefore you can buy from any person these sfarim. The mezuzos, you can buy from anyone. because it doesn't have any mitzvah of ibud l'shma. There's no mitzvah to do that. In fact, the Gemara, is that really true? With Chelis and Labadika? There's no way of checking. For Rav Yitzchak, prayed to Rav Yehuda, Badik Lay, he would go and he would test it. He had a way of testing it. Simen, apparently. Simen Begeshem. Maisi. Magbia Gila. Umaya. Dishlav Lilta. He would bring alum, sap of fenugreek. Umemi Reglayim. And Esh says, Mayami Yosem Mina Tilson, Shakar and Fenegria. Umemi Reglayim, delicious. Beep, turn the page. Ben Arbaim Yom. Umemi Reglayim is urine. That was 40 days old. Esh says, Mitinok Ben Arbaim. That's from a 40-day old baby. Utrei. And he would soak the tchelis in them from the evening till the morning. Now, if red chazuse psula, if the color started to fade, then it was no good. It means it must be indigo. If not, then it was kashan tchelis. Rav Ada, kamei derava, mishmei derava, vira amar, maisi chamira arkiso desari, he would bring hard barley yeast and put the thread in it. The afila begavein, you bake it when it was in it. The shtani lamel yusak share of the color of the thread came better than it's going to be. It's good. Ligri yusav sulav less became not good. Then it was possible. Basino enoch. And how do you remember? The way to remember the change is that shinoi sheker. If it changes, then when it changes his words. Is a liar, shinoi emes, but when it changes his words for the better, it's considered telling the truth. So we see there is a way of checking it. So why is Rashi said there's no way of going and checking it? Now, my ein labadika nami dekama, what does it mean? Te'ima, this is talking about that the wool was dyed for the purpose of testing, right? Even if a blue thread is proven that it was really tchelis, there's no way to know whether this was done for the mitzvah, it was done for the test. And therefore, you have to buy it by an expert who knows that if someone that the thread died for testing is not able to use for tzitzis. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.